I had several things to begin to say, but I don't really want to say them. I just want to read the poems. Except I will begin here with a poem that sort of addresses that. And it's about chronicling. And maybe you have this experience. Sometimes you hear a word the way you never heard that word before, like chronicle. Okay, could be anything. So, in chronicling parts, we learn that fish have ears. Nobody knows what they listen to. But we can guess. We have to guess. And in the historical context of reading a lot of papers in my life of students and a lot of poems with affection and sometimes not, this... I didn't know I was going to be funny, but I like it. So this is a little sarcastic, but it's meant affectionately. This is most powerful except for the you voice. It swirls and swirls, and we can't figure out why someone knows all your special. You know, the ending provides the most help, especially since I looked up Siddhas and understand Mahasiddhas, and that there is one incarnation and not many in this life. About bodhisattvas, I've known for a long time, and it's hard to write about the melding of all religions. You touch on the mystical, which is most powerful, through repetition and surprise phrases like tea leaves with a dog in your pocket. Then, wow, you make yourself lake and your mind swan. You have great power with inversions. I am thinking about the widening gyre of Yeats. Now, sometimes there is strain in the mystical becoming and self-satisfaction, as in, you drink your milk and chew parsley in a cave. Anyway, this piece, pardon me, is a small jewel. It's a small jewel, and what I appreciate most are the risks you take, and also that the you in here never bothers to explain. Thank you. I have been walking from my house to Carnegie Mellon University and noticing lions. Maybe some of you have been noticing them too, and I didn't realize that they get painted. So this is in celebration of the lions. On my walk to Carnegie Mellon, I am thinking. On my walk to Carnegie Mellon, I am thinking the lions on the corner are white at the hands of boys. Last week they were gold and they wore chain on this corner. Chains. The movie Jungle Book is out, but the song of the cellos sings the first name of Mozart to an animal. Ah, Wolfgang. Say Wolfgang to the lions when you pass on Moorwood. They want to sit there, but no one lets them go unpainted. I think now the spoons my son lined up precisely in the drawer. And all the times he told someone to go home when he was only 4 and didn't know what he was powerfully saying. Still a friend left right away, weeping. In New York where he lives, he has a single row of books. Dead Souls is among these offerings. And one tchotchke shelf. No birds. No clocks, and no lions on his shelf. A man's apartment, you can be sure. Here is a pastel painting of the Don and Sancho sitting on a donkey on a wall, and then another of a field of poppies. Here's what I think, without knowing a thing about anyone's, even my son's corner. All suffering has to be right here under the white. When the boys get restless, they will paint the lions again. And I guess it's all about boundaries, and that's the name of this poem, which was published by the Post-Gazette in February. I didn't even remember sending it to them. Boundaries. Monarchs, bass, hummingbirds. To leave the cold, you have to know how to go, and also where. A father follows signs on the road. His eyes, a measure of where he's been, he wants to tell his son, don't talk. Silence saves you from being wrong. But ask him about the satisfaction of right. Right and wrong, right and wrong, right and wrong may not be negotiable. Outside the window is the cup of moon tonight. Watch smoke over the slight hills and know that kindness on the track is what's always in your power, while love leaving you beautiful but mostly limbless is not.
How are we doing for time, Mr.?
One more, yes. 10 more for Jimmy. The two, no, right. Don't worry. I'm not going to do that. Well, this is a recent crazy poem. I was looking up Sherlock Holmes on Wikipedia, so to find out something more about him, even though, you know, he's a fictional character. Well, he's not a fictional character, but anyhow. What I learned from Wikipedia in a very crazy dream afterwards. Sherlock Holmes was a heavy cocaine user. And Abraham Lincoln bought Mary Todd jewelry at Tiffany's. Did you know that? Maybe these two met, Sherlock and Mary Todd, in a former life. So what? It was no one's fault that in my dream they were captured by warriors, capturing everybody who didn't belong. I wonder if Lincoln chose pearls or rhinestones, narrow chains or thin gold, or what Sherlock Holmes was doing in that enemy camp, or what Mary, Abe, and Sherlock would say to each other, or eat over a fire in the woodlands or jungle. Now, if the warriors talked, they could say, 184 years ago you stumbled on our land. Is that elementary, my dear Watson? Did you know Cleopatra spoke Greek and Latin, though she wasn't born Greek? Caesar loved her anyway. Why laugh when Mel Brooks says with a Yiddish accent about anyone talking to anyone, so who knew? And then in a tender voice whispers, you keep yourself nice. I would wait for that. In my dream, I would cry. I would not think that was funny.
Thank you.
Yes. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce Arlene Wiener, who has a wonderful new book. And I celebrate it and her and all of you. So it's City Bird, and it's here. And she said she brought a lot of them, so maybe there's enough for all of you.